My guest at this time is Ali Reza Jafarzadeh, former spokesman for the Iranian parliament in exile. He is also the man who first warned the West about Iran's latest nuclear intentions, and he's the author of The Iran Threat, President Ahmadinejad and the Coming Nuclear Crisis. Of course, in the past 24 hours, the big story involving Iran is the apparently foiled plot that would involve the Iranian government trying to assassinate the Saudi ambassador to the United States, but there was also collaboration with Mexican drug cartels, so this takes on several interesting layers. And Ali, it's always good to have you with us.
Great pleasure to be on the show, always.
And you have written on this subject in the past 24 hours, and one of the things that you say very clearly is that you believe a plot of this magnitude, basically to kill a Saudi ambassador on American soil, could never have gotten as far as it did without consent from the very highest levels of government, which means the Supreme Ayatollah Khamenei, as well as President Ahmadinejad. Why do you believe that's a given, given the size of this plot?
Well, obviously, if you look at the way that Tehran has operated over the past two decades, all the major terrorist operations of the Iranian regime in the past two decades has involved the highest authorities' approval, including the Supreme Leader Khamenei and the President, because, first of all, the Quds Force commander reports directly to the Supreme Leader. Why? There is a reason for it, because this is a special force. This is a special unit that acts as the arm of the Supreme Leader. This is not just like the other military units they have in the country. So the task is cut out for them by the Supreme Leader on whatever the task is, whatever the task is. And that has been the modus operandi of the Revolutionary Guards, the Quds Force over the past two decades. Second, when you have a terrorist operation of this magnitude that involves major regional power like the Saudi Arabia, killing a foreign diplomat in a foreign soil, which is the United States, employing a third country, which is, you know, Mexico, getting, you know, some of the drug cartels and the killers there to do it. This is very, very sophisticated, and it cannot be carried out without extensive coordination in the highest levels. And the political sensitivity of this matter is so much that it could not have even been initiated if it didn't have the approval of the Supreme Leader.
Ali, do you believe the fact that this plot was not only entertained but obviously put into motion, that Iran is feeling very confident right now, that it does not fear really any sort of major response from the United States?
Well, it's a very complex situation. On the one hand, Tehran is paranoid, especially in the past 1 year, of what has been happening in the region. A good number of allies of Iran, you know, the latest one being Syria, and then Libya and other countries, have either fallen or in the process of falling. And that has created a major fear in the Iranian regime, because they're afraid that what they call the Arab Spring is going to spill into the country, especially because back in summer of 2009, there were major uprisings in the country, and those demonstrations have continued on and off, and there's a great potential for the uprisings to reignite again, and this time it could go all the way. So Tehran feels that they need to do something major to protect the regime from A, from their own population, and B, from the impact of the change in the region. And they feel the most powerful language that they have to speak is terrorism. Terrorism speaks very loud and to be clear, and Tehran has been very successful in carrying out hundreds of terrorist operations without any major consequences. And of course, it would be best for them to carry out a terrorist operation without leaving any fingerprints. But at the end of the day, if the operation is successful and they're caught, there's really no downside to it. The United States knows that Iran was behind the Khovar Tower bombing in Saudi Arabia in 1996 that killed 19 American servicemen. The United States knows that Iran was behind the bombing of the Jewish community in Argentina and a whole host of other terrorist attacks in Lebanon, not to mention the Marine Barracks bombing and all of that. Yet Tehran paid no price for it. So they felt this is the time for them to elevate it a notch at least and take it to America this time. Iran has been killing American soldiers in Afghanistan and in Iraq over the past few years, yet there was no serious response from the United States. And they felt, okay, well, now what we're going to do, we're going to take it to American soil. And they were so unfortunate, as far as they're concerned, is that, you know, the plot was foiled this time. And that's why they're going around and saying, you know, this is it wasn't us, we weren't involved. This is, this was like propaganda by the United States. But the fact of the matter is that there's hard evidence. There are, you know, commanders of Revolutionary Guards involved. There was specific amount of money wired and a specific plan that they had for this. And they can't get away with it.
Ali, what do you believe this administration is willing to do in response to all this? And what should it do?
I'm not sure what they are willing to do. I think it all depends on how the White House is going to respond to this in the next few days. I think what they should do is to, first of all, draw the conclusion that, in my view, is very obvious, that the policy of engagement of the Obama administration has badly failed. Over the past 2.5 years, every overture that was made by the United States to Iran has been rejected. Not only that, but it has further emboldened the Iranian regime that they feel killing American soldiers in Iraq is not enough. Killing American soldiers in Afghanistan is not enough. This is the time for them to take it to America's soil. So I think the United States should realize that Iran's main problem is internal. The Achilles heel of the Ayatollahs is the potential for change in Iran. And what the United States has done over the past few years, which has been to designate the main Iranian opposition, the Mujahideen Khal or the MEK, as a terrorist organization, and by that tying the hands of the opposition in effecting change in Iran, they need to change that policy. They need to put aside the designation of the MEK immediately. This is the view of many members of Congress. In fact, just a couple of hours ago, there was a major briefing on Capitol Hill by several members of Congress from both sides of the aisle who thought that the best response the administration can give is to delist the MEK and send a strong signal to Tehran that their actions are going to be confronted with firmness and decisiveness. And they would be encouraging the Iranian people and the opposition to change the regime. There's no need to directly get involved in regime change, but they can remove obstacles from the Iranian opposition so that they can change the regime the same way that the regimes are being changed in the rest of the world.
Ali, very interesting. We'll see exactly how our administration responds. Thank you very much for being with us and your insights.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Alireza Jafarzadeh, former press secretary for the Iranian parliament in exile, man who warned the West about Iran's latest nuclear intentions, and he's also the author of The Iran Threat. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.